Okay, we're up to the Mishnah on Daf Tzadik Zayin Amud Beis. Gonna do three Mishnayos today. Four Mishnayos, a bunch of Mishnayos grouped together at the end of the parak. Hamafresh Nekeva Lepischo, O Zachar Ben Shnei Shanim. If someone is Mafresh, designates a Nekeva, a female animal for his Pesach. A Pesach has to be a male animal. Has to be a Zachar, as the Pasuk says. Zachar Tamim Ben Shana. So if somebody designates a female animal, which is obviously not good, O Zachar Ben Shnei Shanim, or a male animal that is 2 years old, which also is not good, because as the Pasuk that was just quoted, Zachar Tamim Ben Shana. Whereas it has to be a male animal that is within its first year. So if somebody designates a female Pesach, or a male Pesach that is 2 years old, so both of those are not good. So Yira Achi Yistoy, what's the halacha? So these animals have to graze until they get a mum, v'yimacher, and then they can be sold, v'yiplu damav, here the question of the girsa, but our girsa is l'nedava l'shlamim. And the money that you buy, that you get for this animal, can be used for a nedava for shlamim. On the side, it quotes the girsa of leaving out the word Lishlamim. Just said people don't have a nedava, that you can bring nedavas with it, which is you know, any type of nedava. But our gear says nedava lishlamim. Tosas points out that this is only if you have leftovers after Pesach. If it's before Pesach, then you could use the money that you get for to buy a correct carbon Pesach. It's only if afterwards, after Pesach, if now it becomes Mosar, so then you could use it as a Nedava or Lishlamim. As Tosfos says, second to bottom Tosfos, Amar Rabbeinu Tam, Tehad Tanav Yavi B'demeh Shlamim Hainu B'shinish Tairu Achar HaPesach Kumo Kula Baba Dila'el Aval Kodem Bezav Yavi B'demeh Pesach. Right, so therefore, if you have the money, then you can just bring a Pesach with it. There's no reason not to. That's what Tosfos says, that when it says L'Nedava, that is only if it's left over. That's the first half of the Mishnah. Continues the Mishnah. Hamafrish pischov ameis. If somebody separates a current Pesach, and then the person dies, so what do you do with his animal? Says the Mishnah, lo yivienu b'no acharav l'shem Pesach, elo l'shem shlamim. His son cannot bring the current Pesach instead of him, instead of the father, but he can bring it as a shlamim, meaning it's not a pasul karban. It's not like we had yesterday by a chatas. Chatos shemesu ba'aleha is one of the chatos hamesos. But if by Pesach, if the father dies, the son cannot bring it l'shem Pesach, ela l'shem shlamim. Why? Rashi says, look at Rashi, we're going to have this later today as well. Rashi says, the havile Pesach shemesu ba'aleha ve'en kan menuyin. We're talking about a case where there was no, the father was the only one nimne on the carbon Pesach. And that after he dies, before the son is nimne on it, before the son is appointed on it, it does not have any menuyin on it. And as we'll see by Hashem later today, there's a halacha that if a current Pesach does not have menuyin even for a minute, you could switch as long as one person is left. But if it doesn't have any menuyin, then it can no longer be brought as a current Pesach. So here too, the son does not take the place of the father immediately. So what's the chiddush of this halacha? Of course, this Rashi, there is no menuyin. So the chiddush is that there is no yerusha, direct yerusha by Karen Pesach. Doesn't happen automatically, and as if there's no time lapse. There's the Tosas Rid here. I'll read it to you. The Tosas Rid here says she'ein din yerusha lagabe karban. When it comes to karbanos, the regular dinim of yerusha is not like regular dinim amanis. The imaben lo haya money al karban pesach. If the son was not nimna of the karban pesach before the father died, he wasn't with the father. Ein hu yoresh minui al karban zemei aviv. Ela hamanui nisha al shem aviv bovad ve'ino nitan li yerusha. Everything else, other assets, become the son's automatically, al pi halacha. When it comes to the current Pesach, when our Pesach is designated for the father, that does not switch when the father dies. That's not nimne b'yerusha. That's why a chatas and an asham, the son doesn't yoresh. Elodin chatas l'misa, v'din asham liros. And the din over here by Pesach is that it could be hukrav as a shlamim. And then he says this applies no matter what you say about of course another machlokas. But anyway, that's the chiddush, says the Tosfos Rid, of this Mishnah, that the son does not your regular halachas of Yerusha do not apply to status of karbanos related to their bialim. That's what the Tosfos Rid says on this Mishnah. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah of Lo Yivienu Bno Achar of L'Shem Pesach Elo L'Shem Shlamet. Okay, so we have two parts of the Mishnah. So let's go back to the first part of the Mishnah, says the Gemara. The first part of the Mishnah was that if I'm mafrish a female animal or a two-year-old animal for the current Pesach, which both of them are problematic because it has to be a one-year-old male. So if I do that, so then I am must let it graze and bring it as a nedavah and let buy with the money that I get for it. So Amar Rav Huna Beidav Yeshua Shvamin Atzlas. The Gemara says I learned three things from this Mishnah, from this halacha of the Mishnah. Gemara says, Shmamina Ba'alei Chayim Nidachin. We'll talk about each one, but let's just say them first. I learned from the Mishnah that animals, while they are still alive, can be nitre, can be pushed aside, can be labeled as rejected, Nidachin, even though they're still alive, and therefore you will not be able to bring them again. This is a machlokas in Maseches Yuma and Daf Lamed Gimel, machlokas Tanaim between Rav Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda, whether Ba'alei Chayim can be Nidachin or not. So this Gemara, the fact that this animal, this carbon, is alive, and it cannot be brought as a Pesach, because it has to be Yirashi Yistayiv, so that proved that Ba'alei Chayim can be Nitche. V'shmamina Adicha Meikaro Have Nitche. And also, let me just add, not just that it can't be brought as a Pesach, Tosafot that it can't be brought as a Pesach, but even afterwards, Moser Pesach, it itself cannot be Hukrav. It has to be, get a Mum, and then sold, and brought, with the money you can buy a Shlamim. You can't bring this animal at all, even for when it is Roy. Obviously, if it's a female, or if it's 2 years old, it can never be brought as a Pesach. But the Chiddush of the Mishnah is that even after Pesach, it cannot be brought as a Shlamim. It has to be sold, after it gets a mum. So that's how you know Shmamina Ba'alei Chayim Nidachin, because this animal is forever, eternally labeled as a nidche, and therefore it has to be sold. Number one. V'shmamina, number two, Dichui Me'ikara Havei Dichui. Second halacha that we learned from the Mishnah is that if something is rejected originally at the first stage, it never has a moment when it has a shasa kosher. It never has a moment that it's good and then it gets rejected. You might have said that nirev nidche can be is rejected, but not dichui meikaru. Nirev nidche, we'll talk about this again in a couple of minutes. If it's ra'ui and then it's rejected, that's even worse, because it had its moment in the sun and then it's rejected. You might say, oh, that's a rejected carbon. But if it never got off the ground, so why should that be rejected? You should say it never has got off the ground yet, but if it ever becomes good, so then it should work. So the Gemara said, no, here too, dichui meikaru ave dichui, because here, what happened here? You were mafresh a nekeva for a Pesach, so that was dichui meikaru. That's also, must be for the Mishnah, says havi dichui. That's number two. V'shmamina, the third halacha that we learn from the Mishnah, yesh dichui bedamim. There is a concept of dichui even by an animal that has kedushas damim. We mentioned before that there are two types of kedusha when it comes to karbanos. There's something called kedushas haguf, and there's something called kedushas damim. Kedushas haguf meaning this animal has kedusha inherently, and it itself will be sacrificed on the mizbeach. That's the higher level of kedusha. Kedushas damim is value kedusha, that it is not going to be hukrav, but it has value that it can be sold, and something can be bought with that to be hukrav. Or it'll just stay as value. Klisharis has certain types of kelim on the base of Mikdash have kedushas damim. But look in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that if you're mafresh a karban pesach, which is not a karban pesach, it's at a keva, that obviously does not have kedushas aguf. It's never going to be hukrav. It's going to be sold. So that has kedushas damim. This animal only has kedushas damim. And yet the principles of dichui apply. So you see from here that dichui applies by kedushas damim as well. Rashi quotes that there are four or five other places in Shas where the Gemara says shmamina tlas from various Mishnayos, but it says it here as well. So these are the three ideas that are learned out from the Mishnah. So let's talk about each one of them for a little bit. So first of all, the Mishnah says, Shmamina Ba'alei Chayim Nidachin, that animals, while they are still alive, can be nitche. So what's the chiddush of that? What's the chiddush of Ba'alei Chayim Nidachin? I mean, why would you say otherwise? Why would you say, Ein Ba'al Chayim Nidachin? So it's learned out. If you look in Maseches Yuma, Rav Shimon is the one that says Ba'alei Chayim are not nidachin. If an animal is alive, it can't be labeled as a rejected animal. So he has a makar based on Balmum. But Misvara, what would we say? So there's a Zera Avram. Zera Avram is Rav Menachem Zemba, wrote letters to Rav Avraham Loftbir. He wrote letters to him, Rav Avraham Loftbir. He was the son-in-law of the Meshech Chachma. So that's what it says on the title page, Chasna Dvei Nesiya, Hagon HaGadol, Rav Eir Simcha HaKohen. So the Zera Avram is all the Tshuva Zera Avram. There's a Chidushe Zera Avram and the Tshuva Zera Avram. The Tshuva Zera Avram are the letters that the Rav Menachem Zemba wrote to him. So there he discusses this issue. Why would you say Ba'alei Chayim are not nidchet? So he says there's a Yerushalmi that says, let's say you have water that became Tameh. and then you, meaning they became, there's a problem with the water, and then you do hashaka, then you connect it to other water, and you're metahir the water, that water can now be used for nisach hamayim on Sukkos. That's what the Yerushalmi says. In other words, if there is a problem with what you have, with your potential item that you want to use, but the problem is even before it becomes hektish, that doesn't label it as a psul. That psul does not last. A psul kodem ha-hakdasha is not a problem. When does the principle of dihui apply? When something is holy, it's sanctified, and then it gets a problem. That's when the principle of dihui applies. So suggest the Zer Avram, you know why there's a shita of Reb Shimon that says that animals while they're still alive cannot be nidcha in malachayim nidachin? Because he quotes, umavur, he quotes rise to this, the hekshur adam lizrika lios olav toras karbon na'asa al yedei shchita. The animal achieved its full kedusha only when it's shechted. With a knife, that's a klisharis, and as a kabbalas adam. When an animal is first hukdash as a karbon, of course it has kedusha, but its kedusha isn't full. The ultimate level of kedusha of a karban, and this is a chiddush, the ultimate level of kedusha is when it's sacrificed, when it's nishchat. Avol kodem shchita afshe hekdishu kedushas haguf mikomakom harekasav the kedushas haguf v'toras kedushas karban shrei mili ninu. There's something called kedushas haguf, and there's something called toras kedushas karban. So says the Zera Avram, if it's true that the ultimate level of Kedusha is only achieved by the animal once it's sacrificed, once it's hushchat, so that it could be that any dichui issue, any problem with the animal while it's still alive, is considered a problem before it's hukdash. And just like the water that we mentioned, if you have a problem before it's hukdash, you can use it for nisach habayim. So too, that's maybe what Reb Shimon holds. If the animal is still alive, it hasn't achieved its ultimate level of kedusha, and therefore that's why bali chayim are not nidachim. V'chei beheba maskul kedushas karban la'achar shchita. Again, that's a big chiddush, but that's as far that he gives for Reb Shimon. Again, but our Gemara says the opposite. Our Gemara says that's the chiddush of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says bali chayim are nitcha. We reject that. So again, there could be various reasons why we reject that. We can reject them because we don't hold to this whole idea. We don't hold to this idea of that there's no full kedusha right away. There's no full kedusha only after shchita. There's full kedusha right away, right when you're makdish it. Or it could be that we do hold of this idea generally that the full kedusha comes at shas shchita. But it could be that the first level of shchita also the halachas of mitzvah apply. But the zman hakdasha, what he calls kedushas haguf, that first level is enough to get nitcha rolling. That's not called prior to the hakdasha. Our Mishnah is even less. It's a tried to be kedusha saguf, and it ends up that's the first. That's the third yesh dichei bedamim. Maybe by kedusha saguf you would say so. Maybe this is proving only by kedusha bedamim. But as we'll see in a minute, there are three separate shvaminas. We're not saying that they all go together. Any two of them go together. So the fact that Igmar says it separately makes it mashma that it would stand on its own. So that is something to about. The first Shema Minah, a Bali Chaim Nidachin. The second Shema Minah, Dichui Me'ikaro Havi Dichui, that Nidche immediately is a Nidche. So Tosas has an important Ta'ara, the top Tosas, Shema Minah Dichui Me'ikaro Havi Dichui. Tosas asks, Tema Lari, to Beperek Lulav HaGazol, in Mesech HaSukkah, that's where this also comes up. Dichui Me'ikaro, let's say you have a Hadas that is Pasol. Hadas that has more red berries on it than its green leaves. So that passels the hadas. And when you went into Yatim, you could have taken off the berries before Yatim. You could have made it good. But you didn't. So you left it on, you left the berries on, and when Yatim came, you know, these berries were on. So that's the Gemara there talks about. Dichui Meikaro, Nira Vinitche, because that's the case. Let's say the berries grew on Yatim. So it's Nira Vinitche, it could be good, and then become Nitche. So the Gemara there also talks about Dichui. So the Gemara there says that the Maskana, Masagabi Lulub, the Dichui Meikaro, Loavi Dichui. The Gemara there says, Dichui Meikaro is not called Dichui. The only time when something is rejected is when it's Ro'u, it's in the Parsha, and it's rejected. But if it was never in the Parsha to begin with, then it's not rejected eternally. So Tosa says, V'yesh l'chalek, bein Dichui Meikaro, l'gabe mitzvahs, l'dichui Meikaro tahakrava. Tosa says maybe you can't apply the same rules of dichui, of rejection, by mitzvahs and by karbanos. By karbanos, it could have a higher standard. By karbanos, we might say, once something is labeled as rejected, you know, we're gonna say it's rejected. Mashiach by mitzvahs, if you have a lulav, if you have a hadas, hadasim is what the discussion is there, you might not say it's the same rules. That's what Tosa says, don't apply all principles of dichui across the board in the same way. That's one answer of Tosa's. And then Tosa gives another answer. The ode, the shiny hasam, the me'ikara efshar lim'ute betakanta, v'lo dichi gamarhu. There's a difference in the dichuis. In the case of the berries case, that's not as problematic as our case. Why? Because in the berries case, it's biyadcha to fix it. You can just take off the berries. Take off the red berries and you have a fixed hada. You didn't? Okay, so it's still a problem. But we're not going to say this is labeled and therefore you can never use it again. It's not labeled. Because you could have taken it off. That reflects that it's not such a major problem. Mashiach here, by the animal, let's say our case, you have a female animal that you wanted to give as a Karban Pesach. Of course that's bad. You can't do anything about that. That's finished. So that's what Tosafot says. Don't compare the dichuis. So Tosafot's answer number one is that the dichuis are the same, but the contexts are different. Don't compare mitzvos and karbanos. The second answer of Tosafot is that the dichuis are different. There's no difference between mitzvah and kachim, but there's a different type of dichui. Is a dichui one that you cannot fix? It's not biyadcha, or it is biyadcha. Two different levels of dichuis. That's Tosafot's two answers, how to be mechalek between our Gemara and the Gemara in Sukkah. So that's a thought on the second Shvamina. And finally, a thought on the third Shvamina. The third Shvamina, Vishvamina, Yesh Dichui Bidamin. Where the Gemara says, there is the katzen of Dichui, of rejection, even by an animal that does not have the full Kedusha. As we mentioned, there are two types of Kedusha, Kedushas Haguf and Kedushas Damim. Our Mishnah proves, says the Gemara, that even by Kedushas Damim, do we say the concept of Nitcha, because your animal, your female, that you wanted to bring as a Karban Pesach, obviously does not have Kedushas Haguf, it only has Kedushas Damim, and therefore, and the concept of Nitcha still applies, because this animal can never be brought as a Karban, even after Pesach, you have to sell it, and with that money, bring another Karban. So that proves there is a chazan of dichui b'damim. So second Tosfos. Tosfos quotes in the middle of the Tosfos Vishmamina, v'teimalari. Tosfos asks, Hakol dichui me'ikaro hadichui b'damim. Tosfos says, do you ever have a case where halachas 2 and 3 that we learn from the Mishnah are separate? The Gemara has it as three separate issues. Shvamina this, this, and this. Tosfos says, doesn't 2 and 3 always go together? Dichui me'ikaro habidichui. If something is nitcha me'ikaro, isn't that always, therefore, only dichui b'damim? Because it's nitcha me'ikaro. So where do you ever have a case where you have a dichui me'ikaro that's a kedushas haguf? Where do you ever have a separate number two? That's Tosfos kasha. So v'yim kein, kivin damim, dichui me'ikaro v'dichui, shvam nami yesh dichui b'damim. Why does the Gemara have to say a separate one? Why couldn't it just say dichui me'ikaro? And that would know, therefore, that dichui b'damim. Yom Meri, so Tosfos comes up with a hechi tipsi. How is it possible? The following: the mishkachas leidichim beikaro bekadosh kedushas haguf kagod sheshachat vekibel hadam bekli sheyesh bo mayim. What happens? I did shechita on an animal, and in the kli sharis that I'm catching the blood in, I put a little water in. I put a little water in. It wasn't empty. So the second that the dam hits the kli, says Tosfos, so the animal does not achieve its kedusha. The full kedusha. This relates to what the Zer Avram just said before that we mentioned. The full kedusha of the animal is only through the shas hashchita. So if the kabbalah isn't good, so then that's a problem meikara. But this animal is kedushas haguf, right? This animal doesn't have kedushas damim. So that's Tosfos echitimsi that you can come up with a case of kedushas haguf that's called the dichui meikara.
How's that meikara?
Because it never had a moment. Never had a moment.
It had the second level of Kedushas.
It had Kedushas Haguf, and maybe Ratosis would be Bechal between the two levels.
It never had Kedushas, it didn't achieve,
we'll put it this way, even if it had Kedushas Haguf, it's still considered Me'ikara at this point. It's still considered Me'ikara, it doesn't get over Me'ikara until after the Avodos. So that's what Tosfos says, that's the Hechi Tipsi. Oh. The Brisker Rav asks, I have another Hechi Tipsi. And with this answer, it's going to seem like why is it better? But Tosfos comes up with a case. What's the case where you can have a separate case of Dichui Me'ikaro with the Kedushas Haguf? The case where there's a problem with the Kabbalah Sadam. So ask the Brisker Rav, I have another case. What happens if you shecht a Karban at a time when there's no Mizbeach? Or at a time, like Mizman Azer, or at a time when the Mizbeach had a problem with it? So that's Kedushas Haguf, but it's Nitzcha Me'ikara. That's a good answer. I have to come up with a case of the Matan Damim. Just say that case. You're makdish an animal, so it has Kedushas Haguf, but the Mizbeach is, there's no Mizbeach. There's Mizman Azer. So that's Kedushas HaGuf, and it's Dichah Meikaro. So why does the Tosafot give that answer? It says the Briska Rav, this is a Yesod, in Hilchas Dichui, Tosafot couldn't have given that answer. This is the Griz and Zvachim Daf Yud Beis. Why? What's the difference between Dichui Meikaro and Nira V'Nitcha? Those are the two categories that we're talking about. Nira V'Nitcha means it was good, it was nira, and then nitcha, then it was pushed aside, then it was rejected. Versus dichui meikara, it's rejected out of hand at the beginning. What's the difference? Those aren't just differences in time, says the Briska Rav. It's not just, you know, did it happen at the beginning, did it happen later in the process. Those are fundamentally different types of psulim, different types of dichui. Nira v'nitcha, says the Briska Rav. The dichui meikara eno shayach l'din dichui nira v'nitcha. V'din dichui shal nira v'nitcha hu dichui shal befoal hainu im nitcha befoal mehakrava. V'hadin shal, so when it comes to nira v'nitcha, says the Briska Rav, that's a problem with the, let me just see if I'm saying it the right way. V'hadin shal dichui meikara hau dichui behekdish shal akarbon hainu shachal alea kdushas dichui mitchilasa. The difference, says the Briska Rav, between dichui meikara and Nira V'Nitcha is that by Nira V'Nitcha, it's an inherent psul in the carbon. It was ra'ui, and then something happened, there was a psul in the carbon, and therefore, there's a problem. Sh'b'Nira V'Nitcha hu psul b'carbon. Sh'kivan, since it has kedushah gemura, and then it's royal afkhar, now it's nitcha, there's a psul in the carbon. Ma she'en kein b'dichi me'ikara, sh'adayin lo haya ha'carbon royal akrava. This carbon never had a kedusha, and not it's now it's just nitcha before it gets off the ground. That's not a psul on the carbon, but that's a psul in the hakdasha itself. It didn't get a full sanctification to begin with. It's not that it has full kedusha and has a problem in the kedusha, but it never had a kedusha to begin with. That's nira v'nitcha versus dichui meikara. So says the Briska Rav now, getting back to his question. Why couldn't the Gemara try to figure out a case of dichui meikara? So what's the case of dichui meikara? Why did Tosa suggest where you're makdish it, but there's no mizbeach? So says the Briska Rav, you know why? You're right, chronologically, that sounds like dichui meikara. But you know what? That's not a problem with the hakrava. The carbon is perfect. The hakdasha is perfect. Everything is perfect. You're right. You can't break it because there's no mizbeach. But there should be full hakdasha there. So that's why that's not going to be a good example of dichui meikara. Even though chronologically it looks like dichui meikara, but conceptually dichui meikara has to be a problem with the chalos hakdasha. And if there is no problem with the chalos hakdasha, there's just no mizbeach. So then that wouldn't work as a good example. So that's the. Briska Rav's Ha'ara, important Ha'ara, on the last issue of Yeshidich V'damim with the Tosfos. Okay, so we had a thought on each of these Shvaminas. Again, getting back to the Gemara though, the Gemara said he can learn three things from the Mishnah. Number one, that live animals can be labeled as Nitcheh. Number two, that Dichui Meikaro is Nitcheh. And number three, there is Dichui even by Kedushas Damim. Okay, let's do the Gemara now. Hamafrish Pischa. Fourth line of the Gemara. Tanu Rabbanon, Hamafrish Pischa V'meis. If somebody, the Tosefta says, somebody sets aside his Pesach, and then he dies. Similar to the case of the Mishnah. Right? Somebody says his Pesach, and dies. So what's the story with his son? So says the Bryce, says the Tosefta. In Bidom Emuna Imo, if his son had been appointed with him, let's say a father and son had been appointed on the same Pesach, so if the father dies, then the son could bring the Pesach, right? Because he's still Nimna. Yivyen L'Shem Pesach, then he could bring it. Ein Benom Emuna Imo, but if the son was not appointed with him, so the father died, and there's nobody else appointed, Yivyenu L'Shem Shlamim L'Shisha Asar. He could bring it as a Shlamim on the 16th day, meaning the second day of Pesach, but says the Bryce, says the Tosefta, says the Gemara explaining, Liyud Vav Im L'Tes Vav Lo, only on the 16th, not on the 15th, Kasavar, because this Tosefta holds, Nadar Menadavos in Kirin B'Yantif. You can't bring voluntary karbanos on Shabbos or Yantif, even on Yantif. Even on Yantif, where you're going to eat some of the karban, the shlamim, so you might say it's in the heter of Ochel Nefesh, still, you're not allowed to do it. Nadar Menadavos in Kirin B'Yantif. Fine. So now the Gemara says, Demis Ha'av Emas. What does this Brisa say? Remember, the Brisa has a chilek. The father dies. If the son was appointed with the father, then he could bring it as a Pesach. If he wasn't appointed with the father, he could bring it as a Shlamim. So when exactly did the father die? Rashi points out that the Gemara does not suggest that the father died 2 days before Pesach. Why? Because they usually weren't mafrish their Karban Pesach until the day of Erev Pesach. That's right. Even though they might have designated it 4 days before Be'asar in the first year, but in general, says Rashi, they waited till the day of Erev Pesach. So when did the father die? So the Gemara has two possibilities. Before or after Chatzos on Erev Pesach. So Ilema demis kodem Chatzos. If the father died before Chatzos on Erev Pesach. So says the Gemara. So b'no memuna imo yivet el shem Pesach. So what did the Braisa say? If the son is with the father, then he could bring it. One second. Before Chatzos. So before the Zman of the Shechita started, he became an Onain. Right? His father died. So what do you mean he's going to bring a Pesach tonight? He can't bring a Pesach. Why? What's the problem with bringing a Pesach? He's not going to be donating tonight. He's going to eat it tonight. No, but says we had earlier Mishnah on Daf Sadek Aleph that an onan, you can't have a karban that's just for an onan. With a whole group, you can have an onan also included. But you can't have a karban just for an onan. It says Rashi, the Braisa and the Mishnah here use the word yivienu, which is singular, yavioto. So it sounds like he's the only one that is appointed on, that is nimna on this current Pesach. So ask the Gemara. He's the only one. He's an onan. So how can he bring it as a Pesach? Aninus is chal on him before the chiyuv of Pesach is chal on him. So how can he bring this carbon as a carbon Pesach? Ella says the Gemara, you're right. The misachar chazos. It must be the father died after chazos. So if the father died after chazos, that is why the son could bring it as a Pesach, because his chiyuv of Pesach was chal before his aninus. So says the Gemara, but one second, Ebedo Amoni Imo. So now the second line of the Tosefta is a problem, where it says, if the son was not appointed with him, Yivanel Hashem Shlomim. So then he could bring it as a Shlomim. Says the Gemara, one second, Akavate Chatzos. It's post-Chatzos. Remember what we had Reb Zeira 2 days ago? The second Chatzos comes along, and an animal is designated as a Pesach, so that's a Pesach. And you're not going to use it as a Pesach now? So that's Nidche. So how can you bring it as a Shlomim? You should have to sell it, and wait till it gets a mom, and sell it and bring with the money. So Mimonifshav, if you say the father died before Chatzos, then the kid's an Onain, he shouldn't be able to bring the Pesach. If the father died after Chatzos, so then the kid's fine, not an Onain, he's an Onain, but he can bring the Pesach, because that was Chal first, but he shouldn't be, if he was not Nimneh, he shouldn't be able to bring it as a Shlomim afterwards, because the animal should be Nitzcheh, should be rejected. So the Gemara has five answers. Five answers to what's the Pshat of the Tosefta. So, five answers. Amar Rabba, la'olam demis kodem Chatzos. Maybe the father died before Chatzos. Ah, he's an Onain. He can't bring it as a Pesach. Umayi ve'er l'shem Pesach, l'shem Pesach, sheni. So does he rewrite? He's an Onain. He can't bring it today, so it means Pesach sheni. Answer number two. Abaya amay litzdad in k'tani. Really, split the Tosefta. We're talking about two different cases. Just mix and match according to what you need. Meis achar Chatzos, the first line of the Tosefta was talking about where the father died after Chatzos, so then, but no mamuna imo, yivedel shem Pesach. So then, because he died after Chatzos, he could bring it as a Pesach, because the aninus was chal only after the carbon Pesach. Meis kodem Chatzos, but if the father died before Chatzos, that's the second half of the Tosefta. Ein but no mamuna imo, yivedel shem shlomim. So if the father had died before Chatzos, so then Chatzos wasn't koveh this carbon, so then he could bring it as a shlomim afterwards. By the way, the Tosefta said he could bring it as a shlomim on the 16th. Can he bring it as a shlomim today, on the 14th day of Nisan? So the Tosefta doesn't say that. The Tosefta just says you can bring it on the 16th. And we're B'dayik, not on the 15th because it's Yontif. What about on the 14th? So the Me'iri says he cannot bring it on the 14th. Why? What can he bring it on the 14th? Because remember we had the mission at the beginning of Daf. Remember we started this whole Kutchim discussion on Daf Nun Ches. Remember what I said? There's going to be about a month and a half. We have one more day. Tomorrow we start Avim Pesachim. So the first day then we learned about the Aseidah Hashlama. That all Karbanos are brought between the carbon tamids, except for the carbon Pesach. That's allowed to be brought after the tamid Shabbat Arbayim. So here we're talking about a case where it's after the tamid. So that's why you can't bring a shlomim now. Because it's talking about after the carbon tamid was brought, you can't violate the aseidah shloma. It's one thing, even though we've had a lot of details of kutchin, the important thing to remember, I mean, about every detail is important to remember, but the yesodos that we can take with us over the last 35 blot are the rules and regulations of kutchin that we learned. We had Baruch Hashem, the schus to learn a lot of rules and regulations. So we have to try to remember as many of those rules. We have the aseidah shloma, we have the dalat avodos of the carbon, we have many different rules. That's what we take with us. Rav Shrabi Amar, third answer of the Gemara. Really, the father died after Chatzos. Aye, so why isn't this carbon labeled as a Pesach? And it should never be able to be brought as a Shlomim, right? It should be Nitzcheh. The father had died after Chatzos, but at the time of Chatzos, he was already a Goses. He was a Goses, he was on his deathbed, And because of that, the halacha is, not the halacha, the chazaka is, rove gosesin lemisa, most gosesin will die. Because of that, this animal was not nikva as a pesach at chatzos. Because we could already assume that the father was going to die, and therefore it was not labeled as a pesach, and therefore there's no problem bringing it as a shlomi. We'll get back to that in a minute. Let's just finish the Gemara. Rav Ashi Amar, La'olam demislacha chatzos. Rav Ashi is the fourth answer. Really, the father died after chatzos. Again, why isn't this animal rejected? For Rav Shimoni, it's like Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon, who said we had him Seches Yuma, that Balachayim and Anitche, that was the Zer Avram we mentioned earlier today, what the Svara is for Rav Shimon. And finally, number five, Ravina Amar, Gon Shehefrisho Acha Chatzos, Umesubal Macha Chatzos. He was only mafresh the animal to begin with after Chatzos. So Chatzos was a nikvaid, it wasn't a carbon at the moment of Chatzos. He was only mafresh after Chatzos, and then the father died after Chatzos because of a Chatzos Kava. And we hope that the time of Chatzos is Koveya, and because this animal wasn't an animal, wasn't a carbon at the moment of Chatzos, so Chatzos wasn't Koveya. So those are five different answers how to understand the Tosafot. One thought on the issue of Goses, which I mentioned to Menachem, I think yesterday or the day before, in answer to one of his questions, but I'll mention it again now. The Gemara here says that Rove Goses in Lamisa. Most people on their deathbed, Rachman al-Aslan, are going to die. That's a chazaka. But we should know that a Goses, at the moment that he is a Goses, is considered a Chai L'chol Davar. He's considered as somebody who's alive. If somebody, Rachman al-Aslan, hastens the death of a Goses, even by 10 seconds, that's a murderer. We believe every second of life is infinitely valuable, but a Goses is Kechai L'chol Davar. What's the source of this halacha? That a Goses is Kechai L'chol Davar? That's the first line of Maseches Machos. Maseches Machos is all about Hilchas Avelos. The first line of Maseches Machos is HaGoses Harihu Kechai L'chol Davar. Regarding everything, regarding Gibum and regarding Truma, etc., etc. And then it goes into Hilchas Avelos. If you look at Maseches Machos, which is one of the little Masechtas in the back of Avodah Zarah, Harius, and Idios, so it has a Brisa at the beginning, before Maseches Machos starts, just this Brisa stuck in there. Nobody really knows how it got there. But that's what it says. Vayiv achatzi alayla, the Brisa says, Vashem hika kol b'char b'eretz Mitzrayim. It was in the middle of the night, Hashem hit all of the firstborns. Viksiv, and it also says, Kili kol b'char, b'yom hakosi kol b'char. Another pasuk says, Bamidbar Ches, that all the Bechorim are mine because of the day that I hit the Bechorim. The day? So when did Hashem hit the Bechorim? At night or by day? When did Machas Bechoris take place? Night or day? Right? Ask it. Two different psukim. One pasuk says, Vayhi b'chatzi alayla. The other pasuk says, B'yom HaKosi. So which is it? So Amar Rabbi Yochanan bothered by this question. Rabbi Yochanan says, Ava b'shehika osa Machas Maves mechatzi halayla. Even though Hashem smote them at midnight, but they didn't die until the morning. They became a goses. Hashem made them all goses in at midnight, and they died the next morning. That's what the Brisa says. Ask the Nachlas Yaakov, the Mefarish at the bottom of the Maseches Machos, what is this doing here? What does this have to do with goses harihu kechai l'chol davar? Or what does this have to do with anything? He says, I'll tell you, it's an exact lead-in to Maseches Machos. Why? Because the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Lamites, says a story, a certain heretic asked Rabbi Avohu, Elokechem Kohenu, your God is a Kohen. Why? It says, V'yikhu li truma. You should take for me. Hashem said, take for me truma. He's a Kohen. See, if he's a Kohen, how did he bury, when he buried Moshe Rabbeinu, right, it says Hashem buried Moshe Rabbeinu, so in what was he tovel himself afterwards? And don't tell me water, because there's not enough water that can fill up, that Hashem can fit in, based on the pasuk in Yeshaya. So Rabbi Avohu answered, it was with fire. So with fire, ki hinei Hashem ba'esh yavo. Does it work with fire? Yeah, it works with fire. Okay, that's the conversation in the Gemara. Asks Tosfos, why didn't the heretic ask Rabbi Avohu, how could he be Tamei himself in the first place? Fine, he asked him, how did he become Tar? How did he be Tovo? Why didn't he ask him, how was he Tamei himself in the first place? A Kohen is not allowed to become Tamei. No problem, says Tosfos. Why? Because Banim Atem L'Hashem Elokeichem. Because the Jewish people are considered the children of Hashem, and a Kohen is allowed to be Tamei for his relatives. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu was able to bury Moshe Rabbeinu in the first place. Good. That's the Gemara, that's the Tosfos. Says the Nachlas Yaakov, but what about Makas Bechoros? HaKadosh Baruch Hu killed the Bechoros, right? Bechvodo v'atzmo. He was Tamei himself. He was Matami himself by the Makas Bechoros. Right? So why did that fine, by Moshe Rabbeinu was not a problem. But what about by Vakas Bechoros? So said the Nachas Yaakov, oh, that's our Brisa. The Brisa says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't kill them. He made them gosasin up until the morning. So he made them gosasin, and what's the halacha? Hagosis harehu kachay l'chol dvarav. So that's exactly the point. That's a perfect lead into the first line of Maseches Machos. Hagosis harehu kachay l'chol dvarav, and that answers the Min's question. That's Tosfos Kasha. And that's why he didn't kill the Mitzrayim right away. So even though, as our Gemara says, that a gosis rove gosis in lamisa, and that's why the animal isn't hukfa as a karban, but the gosis, when he is a gosis, is a chai l'chol dvarav. And that helps answer the question of the Brisa, the Nachos Yaakov, the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Okay, it's a good thing to remember for the Seder for next year. Matnisan, we're going to get into other Sedarim. Tomorrow we start Avi Pesachim. So, Matnisan. Says the Mishnah, HaPesach, Shnitzar Bizvachim, a carbon Pesach that got mixed up with other carbonos. Rashi says, three carbonos. Why does Rashi say three? That's what Rashi says, three carbonos. Pesach, Asham, and Ola. Three carbonos that got mixed up. And why doesn't it say Chatas? Why doesn't it say Chatas? Do you have any ideas? Why didn't it say give us with a Chatas also? A chatas has to be connected to the owner. Okay, but it could have gotten mixed up. Chatas is in a keva. So it's not going to get mixed up with the other karbanos, which the Pesach has to be a male, and an ola and a shlamet can be either one. And so that's why, and an asham is also a male, and an ola can be either one. So it says the Pesach, or bizvachim, a Pesach that got mixed up with other karbanos. So what do you do? Kulan yira achi yistavu. So you don't know what to do, because there are different halachas that apply to these karbanos. So you have to wait till they all get a mum, v'yimachru, and you sell them, v'yavi b'dvei hayafesh abahem minzeh, u'b'dei hayafesh abahem minzeh. Let's say, out of the three animals, you got $100, $70, and $60 for the three animals respectively. So you sold all the animals. You have to bring three karbanos, one asham, one ola, one pesach, each worth $100. The amount of money that you got for the most expensive one, that could have been each one. You don't know which one it was. So you have to add on extra money from your own pocket and spend the most expensive amount of money that you got to buy each one. The yafsid, the most of your beso. You have to lose the extra money from your own pocket because it got mixed up. Nisari b'bechoros. What happened if your Pesach got mixed up with bechoros, with animals that are bechors? So there, it's the same halacha regarding the matandam. So you know, they're both kachi kalim, and there's one matandam on the mizbeach. So what's the halacha then? Reb Shimon Omer b'chaburis kohanim yochelu. Reb Shimon says no problem if it's a group of kohanim, so they're allowed to eat the animals that are bechor, so they can eat it because they can eat Pesach or bechor. If Yisraelim, you can't because they can't eat the bechor. But if it's a chabur of a kohanim, then they can eat it. Says the Gemara, "V'hakamaisi kashin leveis apsul." Ask the Gemara. But you're bringing, how could Reb Shimon say that if they're a chabur of a kohen and they can eat it, they're going to bring kachim lebeis apsul? Why? Because you're being mema'it, the amount of time that you're allowed to eat the carbon. A bechor, you're usually allowed to eat for a day-night day. And if you're treating it like a Pesach, you have to eat it by that night, either chatzos or the next morning. But aren't you being lessening the time of eating? Reb Shimon l'taimei. So the Gemara says, yeah, you're right. But Reb Shimon says it's not a problem. To amrim v'yagad l'beis apsul. Reb Shimon says you're allowed to bring kashim l'beis apsul. Again, it's not like he doesn't care about kashim. There's a counter pressure. The counter pressure is, what's the other choice? You have to let them all wait till they get a mum, etc. Reb Shimon says, I'd rather not do that. I'd rather be machmir and just eat it quickly. And, you know, don't worry about me being kashim l'beis apsul. This time, where else did he say this? The Mishnah says in Tzvachim, Asham, so that's our Bishlamim. Yes, they have an Asham that got mixed up with a Shlamim. So Reb Shimon Omer, Reb Shimon says, take the chumris of both animals. Yishchatu b'tzafon. It should be shechted. These animals should be both shechted on the north side of the Azara, like all kachay kachim, like an asham. V'ye'achlu k'chomer shebahen. Yeah, and they also have to be eaten like the lesser time, like an asham. Kachay kachim has less time than a shlamim. So you have to be machmir. Amar lo, the Rabbanan say back to him, ein mevi'in kachim l'beis apsul. Right, they say, don't bring kachim. No, you're not allowed to do that. So you see, it's a machlokas, whether and Reb Shimon is l'shitasa. For Rabbanan hechi avdinan. So fine, according to the Rabbanan, so what do you do in the Mishnah? In the case of the Mishnah, where the Pesach gets mixed up with the Bechor, so what do you do? Hechi avdinan. According to Reb Shimon, so you just treat him b'machmir. But what do you do according to the Rabbanan? And Rashi notes here that you can't just be poda them. You can't wait till they get a mum and then just sell them off for money, because there's a separate gzeiras akasov that you're not allowed to redeem a Bechor. Lo yipadeh. You know how to redeem a Bechor. So whatever the Bechor is, it's forever a Bechor. You can't sell it. So you can't just wait till they get a moment and sell them. So what do you do? So hechi abdinan. So amar Rava, this is what you do. Not till achi yimamu. So you have to wait till they get a mum, okay? V'yavi behem shmeina, but then bring another animal, v'lema, and say, kol hecha de'isa lepesach, tachol alei dahai, wherever the carbon pesach is, whichever one of these animals is the carbon pesach, that kedusha should be chal on this new animal here. Because carbon pesach could be nifta. So fine, now your new animal is Pesach. One of the other two are Bechors. So you treat both of those as Bechors. But there's no problem of Kachem Beis Apsol, because now your Bechor is the Bechor, and your Pesach will be in according to the halachas of a Pesach. Period. According to Reb Shimon, are you violating the Aseid HaShlamah? You don't have to bring the Bechor today.
Well, how do you know which is which?
According to Reb Shimon, according to Reb Shimon, if they're mixed up by the Bechor and the Pesach, assuming it's today, are you violating Aseid HaShlamah? I guess in a Chanami, if that's the case, you'd have to say that this is also either Aseid HaLos Asei or Aseid HaSei, or this is more of a chashash of you don't want to be Roach Yistavu. But you're right, you have to look into that. What about the Aseid HaShlamah? Let's think about it. Okay, says the Mishnah, Masrison. Chaburish Avat Pischa. The rest of this Mishnah is until it takes us to the bottom of the Yamud. Let's say a group of people lost their Pesach. They lost their Pesach. V'yamru and Lo'echad, and they say to one in their group, Tzei Bakesh V'shochot Aleinu. Go shecht us another carbon Pesach. V'halach M'matzo M'shochat. And he did. But meanwhile, they didn't wait for him to get back. V'heim V'achu V'shochtu. They found their own Pesach and they shechted it. So which one is the correct one? So Im Shalom Nishcha Rishon, if the his was shechted first, who Achlam Mishalo Beinachlam Imo Mishalo, then everybody eats from his. The Im Shalom Nishcha Rishon, and if theirs was shechted first, Hein Ochlam Mishalo Hen Muon Achlam Mishalo. So they eat from their own, because they obviously didn't care about his anymore, if they shechted theirs first, but he eats from his own, because they didn't have him in mind, because he went to get his own. If you don't know which one was shechted first, or they were both shechted at the same time, who ocha mishalo? He eats from his own, because he for sure has nothing to do with their carbon. So their carbon makes no difference to him, so he can eat from his carbon, but behem ein ochle nimo. But they cannot eat from his. Why? Because maybe theirs was shechted first. But v'shalan yasla beis asreva, they can't eat from theirs because maybe his was shechted first. And they're included in whichever one was shechted first. Upeturim latzas pesach sheni. But they don't have to do pesach sheni because they're included in one of them. They just don't know which one, so therefore they can't eat it. That's case number one. Case number two is the opposite case. Amar Lahan, what happens if he says to them, a person is part of a current Pesach, and then he says to them, Im Echarti Tzu V'Shachtu Alai. You know what? If you find the Pesach, have me in mind. If I'm late, have me in mind. So Halach Umatzav V'Shachat. They didn't say anything to him. That's going to be the third case. This case only. Case two is not building off of case one. Separate case. He says to them, you know what? Have me in mind. So this exact opposite case. Amalan, imi charti su v'shachtu alai, halach amatza v'shachat, he went to shechle, v'heim lach v'shachle, and they went to shechle. Im shalahen nishcha rishon, if theirs was shechle first, hein ochle mishalahen, v'ochle imayen, everybody eats from theirs. Im shalahen nishcha rishon, if his was shechle first, hu ochle mishalahen, hein ochle mishalahen, he eats from his, and they eat from theirs. But v'im eni yadu ezim eni nishcha rishon, o sheshachlu shnev ke'echad, they don't know, or at the same time, hein ochle mishalahen, they could eat from theirs, because they have nothing to do with him. They didn't tell him to do anything. But who ain't ochol bil imahen, and he cannot partake of theirs, because maybe his was shechted first. V'shalo yasa lebeis asreifa. But maybe theirs was shechted first. He can eat from his. So his also has to be burned. U'patim ilasas pesach sheni. Fine. Case number three. What if they said both? Amr lahen v'amru lo. What if they said to each other? Have us in mind. So then, Ochlin Kula Min HaRishon, everybody can eat from the first carbon shechted. V'im Ein Yadua Ezim HaNishcha Rishon, and if they don't know, then in that case, nobody can eat anything, because you don't know which one, and each one might be included in the other one. So Shev Yozel Beis HaSreifa, so they both have to be burned, but they're both part of the Pesach Sheni. Case number four, Lo Amar Lo Hev Lo Amar Lo, what if nobody said anything to each other? Ein Achrayz Elazet, then there's Achrayz. Then nobody has anything to do with each other. So what's the Chiddush? So the Rambam says, both in the Pirush Mishnayos here and in the Mishnah Torah, that even if, like, they're friends, and you could assume that they wanted to have each other in mind, and they winked at each other, and they gave each other the impression to have each other in mind, they didn't say it, and therefore, they have nothing to do with each other. Period. Second half of the Mishnah. Let's say two groups, just a word of Hakdama before the last part of the Mishnah. As we mentioned earlier at the beginning of the Daf, a Pesach, you could switch around which Pesach you're going to use as long as there's one person left on your Pesach. You can never have a Pesach that's left ownerless, nimneless. If it is, then that Pesach cannot be used. So, let's say you have two groups that their karbanis got mixed up. Right, we have two groups here, and the Pesachs got mixed up. We don't know, remember which one was which. So, Eile Moshkin Lahen Echad, Eile Moshkin Lahen Echad. You know what you do? We each take one person from the other group to be with us. And then, Echad Me'elu Balo Eisel Eilu, Ve'echad Me'elu Balo Eisel Eilu. And then, after that, we switch one of those people, right? Eile Moshkin Lahen Echad, I'm sorry, let me start again. Eile Moshkin Lahen Echad, Eile Moshkin Lahen Echad. First, each group pulls an animal. They each have an animal. And then, and then one person from each group switches groups, and then the whole group says to this one person that came to them, if we got it right, this is our Pesach, so then you're with us now, you switch. And if this is really your Pesach, we messed up, so then we're forgetting our Pesach and we're going to be with you. Right, so that's how it works. So that way, you get a Pesach, and you never have a time when it is ownerless. Same thing you do if you have five groups or ten groups that got mixed up. You just separate so that there's one per group, per original group with every animal. And that's what they say. Period. What happens if you only have two people? Then you're stuck. You only have two people, and their karbanos psachim got mixed up. So what do you do? So zem moshech lo echad, zem moshech lo echad. So each one pulls an animal, okay, but it might not be our animal. So what do you do? So zem mani mo echad menashuk, zem mani echad menashuk. That's what you got to do. You got to get somebody else from the outside, get somebody from the market to team up with you, and then switch them. Zeba itzel zeba zeba itzel zeh. So you each have. So now Reuben and Shimon each have a partner, and now you switch the partners. And now you've created the same situation as before. The kachin omer, and then they could each say to their new partner, "Im shali upesach zeh yodecha mishuchas bishalchav and im nesashali." If this is really mine, then you forget your original one and you come to mine. Im shalchav upesach, and if it's yours, zeh yodai mishuchas bishaliv and im nesiyashalcha. Either way, this is how you work out if the pesachim get mixed up, that you never have a moment where there's a Pesach without an owner. Okay, we'll stop here. Hashem will continue tomorrow. Hashem to finish the ninth parak and to start Arvei Pesachim. Yosef ben Svi and Moshe ben Svi.